include the tour.
Yeah.
There's just one thing that I know that I don't remember if I went over it with you in class, something about the run.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, what?
We didn't finish the Shita Sheh,
Lama Dalai. We didn't?
Unless we moved through the very beginning.
Yeah,
he
said we're
going to
go
with
the last one.
Okay, so what the Shita Lanoda Lani was saying was he's trying to explain the Gemara. When the Gemara said Sveikihi b'chashim in the Derabbanan, what that means. So what he said was that the Sveika is referring to who had a Sveik. The Tana of the Braisa has a Sveik. He doesn't know what is it that he didn't know about. We're talking about the case of Nasan Huba Omrahi, that he doesn't know whether a Gzera was made by the Chachamim to uproot the Kedusha. He simply does not know. Either they uprooted the Kedusha or they didn't. And that's what the Gemara means when it says Sveikahi v'chayshina midrabanan, that Sveikahi means the Tana of the Braisa had a Safek. What's v'chayshina midrabanan and the Chach and the Sveikahi? And basically there's a chash, therefore, whether the Kedusha is uprooted or not. Now what's a practical consequence? McKenna, could you just close the door? What is the practical consequence of the fact that we don't know, the town of the Brasa doesn't know whether Zera was made? He tells you.
The way he wrote the Baritah.
No, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
That's how we know that... Yeah, so because it's a suspect as to whether... The so basically, to say that very simply, there's a suffix whether they're married or not. Isn't that true? Because we don't know whether they uprooted the marriage. So if they uprooted it, there's no marriage. If they didn't uproot it, then they're married. So therefore, what's going to happen if, let's say, the man, the husband, died? Would you perform yibum, let's say, if he's childless?
In this case, no.
No, because maybe they were not married, so right? Mm-hmm. So she's not a widow. So therefore, but you do need chalitza, so you can't do yibum, but you will require chalitza because maybe they were married. Now, what if I'm adding this in? What if they wanted to separate? Would he need to give her a get?
Yeah.
Of course, because maybe they're married.
You cover all your bases
because we're not sure whether the marriage was uprooted or not. Then the closing sentence of the Shita Lano Delami was, he then turned to explain the first answer of the Gemara. That's all he did. Remember what the first answer of the Gemara was? That Nasan Hu Va'amra He is definitely not Mekudeshes. So what the Shita Lamodalani says, that Eina Mekudeshes doesn't mean Eina Mekudeshes min HaTorah. What does Eina Mekudeshes mean? That the first opinion believes that the Chachamim did in fact make the Gzera to uproot the marriage. And that's why it says Eina Mekudeshes, because the rabbis uprooted the marriage. It was definite. So what's the difference between the two answers of the Gemara? The first answer is that the rabbis, in fact, did uproot the marriage. And according to the second answer of the Gemara, we're not sure whether if the rabbis made the Gzera to uproot the marriage or not. But both opinions of the Gemara do agree that min haTorah, what's the status of the Kedushin? Valid. Yes.
Can we read that inside?
Yeah. Okay. So, so the Jewel and Silesi Ula, after he says, Tana de Braisa Svuke Mesafgale, see that? The Tana de Braisa was in doubt. If the rabbis made a gzera in the case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, Vafka Inhu the Kedushe, and they uprooted the marriage, or not. So he's claiming that the Tana of the Braisa, the Tana himself, was in doubt. So I'm asking, well, how does Yoshita Lenoda Lamin know that the Tana was in doubt about this case? I mean, he never said it explicitly. So that's what he continues to explain. Ula Hachi Sosam Lacha Resha V'Seifa the Satran Ahadadi Lahodiacha the istafuke istafkale the choshishin midrabanan lesofik ze. Who knows what that means? Who can translate it? Yes.
I should go word for word.
Yeah.
And therefore, he wrote the resh and the sefa in a manner in which they're contradicting each other together.
Yeah.
To show you that he was surely in doubt.
About what?
Whether, well, it continues, because Shimi Rabbanan is Tafek Zeh, and we're concerned because Shimi Rabbanan is Tafek Zeh, for this Tafek, Midi Rabbanan.
Yeah, in other words, do you understand how he gets there? How did the Shita Lono Delami figure out that the Tana of the Braisa was in doubt? It's because the way he wrote the Braisa itself, because what was the ratio of the Braisa? Nasan Huva Amarhu Mekudeshes. What was the Seifa? Nasan Huva Amarhu Ein Mekudeshes. And what did he leave where, if you make a dig of the Resha, you come to the conclusion Ein Mekudeshes, and if you make a dig from the Seifa, you come to the conclusion Mekudeshes.
So
in Nasan Huva Amarhu, the Tan deliberately did that. Why did he deliberately do that? Because he wasn't sure whether the din is mekudeshes or not. So he left it purposely, you know, vague and also contradictory. Because what did he want people to realize that from his perspective, that nasan huva amrahi, it's a question mark in his mind whether it's mekudeshes or not. So what is that question mark about? Did the Chachamim make a gzeirah to uproot the marriage or not? Let me just finish the Tosus Rid. And therefore, the Shita Lanova Lamiva Choletzes Belomis Yabenes. And therefore, what will be the din? He just mentions that if he were to die, then she would need Chalitza, but no Yibum. Fine. Then Vichi Hava Mishane Meikara Reisha Dafka. What is he saying now? What's the chi? How would you translate that? The chi.
And when it taught that the.
Better than taught.
Answer.
The chi hat mashani. Most of the time means answer when you see that word. The chi hava mashani meikara. And when the Gemara answered from the beginning, resha dafka, that the diyuk of the resha is the main one. What do you mean the diyuk of the resha? What was the deal of the Resha? Ein HaMekudeshes. Because isn't that what the first answer said? What did the first answer say? What's it did for Nasan Huvam Rahi? Ein HaMekudeshes. Ein HaMekudeshes. That means you're medayik the Resha, that deal is the one that's primary. Because what was the deal of the Resha?
That
Nasan Huvam Rahi is Mekudeshes, but Nasan Huvam Rahi is Ein HaMekudeshes. That's the halacha. So he says, have a pshitalon, then that would imply that it was pashut, the Rabbanan gazru vafka in hulukadushin, that the Rabbanan in fact did make gzeira and they were mafkia the kedushin. So all he's pointing out is that the whole issue of the Gemara, the two answers of the Gemara, whether it's enem kedushas or whether it's feiki the chayshinim the Rabbanan, is an issue about what? Was a gzeira made to uproot the marriage or not? According to the first answer of the Gemara, they did uproot it. According to the second answer, we're not sure.
So, I kind of like originally that I liked it because I think it's like a good way of explaining how it says that there's a suffix and then also Kishan means Arbana. I just like don't understand if the first answer. It's weird that Hugh would put the first answer before the second answer, where they explain that it's a suffix, like. It would make sense to me if it said, oh, it's a suffix of Hashem and Zerman,
okay.
And then...
Let's say you're right, so what do you want to get out of it?
Like, how does
therefore
he...
Therefore he's wrong? He can still say what he says, so they did it that way. I'm like, what? Oh, so you did it the other way.
Isn't that like weird enough that it would?
I don't know. That to me, I mean, if you can accept this whole premise that this is all about, that really she's Mekudeshes Min HaTorah and the whole issue is about did they mafkir the gufa. If you can accept that, then I can accept everything else. I don't care about the order. The order doesn't bother me. I just want, yeah, what is it?
Just about the point that you made a minute ago, you said the safek for the tasa, for the shitashe lo nodele mi is the, what's it called? It? Was the marriage approved or not?
Was what?
Is the marriage approved or not?
Yeah. I just want to review something in the Ron, and I don't know, maybe I did it, I just can't remember. If I did it, you can just stop me. The way the Ron, you know, went from, you know, A to B to C to D, you know, remember when he first raised the issue of the phrase Sveki v'chayshina midrabanan, and then he addressed the riff. So the first time he addressed the riff, and the riff only said v'chayshina midrabanan, right? So how did he explain the riff? So the riff left out the term Sveka, he just left it out. And all he said was v'chayshina midrabanan. How did the Ron interpret that? Yeah?
Didn't he say works midrabanan?
No.
I mean, sorry, it doesn't work
with Amida Oraita. That he said that Midah Oraisa ain't a Mekudeshes.
And then he explained.
And why?
Because of the Amida.
You're right, just say it out, what you mean by that?
Because Amida is a critical piece.
What? It's a critical piece.
A critical piece, and it was not done by the man.
That's right. So the Ron believes that Min HaTorah, he must do both. So Nasan Huva Omrahi, since he did not do the Amira, therefore Min HaTorah ain't a Mekudeshes. But the Rabbanon were then Choshesh, and they said, no, let's be Machmir and treat it as a Kedusha. Then what came next in the Ram? Then the Ram side of the Rambam learned what? In Nasan Huva Omrahi, he just said it's a Safek. Once the Rambam said Safek, that's when the Ron then launched into this whole discussion about anytime you have a Suffolk Kedushin, you know, why shouldn't we resolve the Suffolk based on Chazaka? But, you understand, so that's when he went into that whole thing, should we resolve the Suffolk based on Chazaka? And then he quoted from the Rif later on in the case with the Kelev, that there, apparently he does not resolve it. But how did the Ron learn the Rif himself in our Gemara? He did not learn it that there was a suffix, but he resolved, but it was resolved. How did he learn? How did the Ron learn the riff?
That there was never a suffix.
There was never a suffix, but the din is ain Mekudeshes. Because he didn't do the Amira. You understand? I don't know if I made that perfectly clear. You understand what I'm saying to you?
There's a difference between the way that the Ron learns the riff and the way the Ron himself learns the Amira. Is that it?
Yes, so remember we talked yesterday, I think that what I said to you might have been, I thought that maybe when you came to me, so we talked about whether there's a contradiction in the riff himself.
Right.
So the way the Ron is learning, I don't think there is. Do you know what I mean?
There, I think there is still, because
no.
Yeah, because oh, no, the way that Ron is learning the reef, there isn't.
That's right.
But the way that the Ron understands the Gemara...
Yeah, but that's not the riff.
I understand.
So
right,
then to say that there's a contradiction in the riff, I think I said that maybe there is one, I take it back.
Okay.
I don't think there is.
Right.
Not the way the Ron understood the riff.
Right, because if in that, in Onchet, when the reef said...
That's a real teku case.
That's teku, but he said any teku, we're just going to be machmir, because it's not
right.
Like right.
And our case is not a teku. Our case is vadai ena mekudeshes min HaTorah.
Right.
That's all. Then the chash, there's a chash to Rabbanah.
Right. Yeah.
Is that clear? You know, is that any questions on that? Okay, so let's now do the tour. I didn't bring a copy. Oh, maybe there's a tour here.
We
no?
have on our bookcase.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just about to say.
It's only
one. Is there a guy? Okay.
Nope.
Okay, who can tell me what the Okay, who can tell me the Shita of the Torah? Rachel, yes?
Like, in short, he says that the case of Nasna He, the Amar Hu, is not fine. Sorry, now I lost it. Basically, that is what he says.
That's it?
Well, he says a lot of other things. Right, he starts off with the case of the bride's over. It's Nasna He, but Amar He, and that's not Kiddushin. And then he brings in the case of the Gemara, and he says, Natan Hu, but Amar He. And if they were talking about Kiddushin, then there's Kiddushin, even if he doesn't say anything. But if they're not talking about getting married, then they're not getting married. Then there is no Kiddushin. Right?
In the case of Nasan, so. But then you're presenting the tour, so you have to have it organized in your head. What
I should have been
wrong. We're interested to know what he says about Nasan Hu Vamrahi. I'm interested to know what he says about Nasna He Va'amar Hu. I'm interested to know if he's an Adam Chashav, if he's not an Adam Chashav. These are all the basic things. These are all the variables that we worked on. So now you're doing
so
the tour. So who Zahava? You want to try again?
No, I mean it's fine.
Okay, Zahava.
Okay, if it's a case of her giving and him saying, Nasna He Va'amra.
And what did he say?
He said that he wants to be Mikudesha to her.
With what?
Well, first he just says Bezeh. You do that Harini Mikudesha Lacha. Oh, one second.
So what did he say?
Nasna He Va'amra. Oh, sorry. So sorry. It starts off in a case of her giving and her saying. And she says, I want to be Mekadesha to you with what I'm giving to you. And the Torah says they're not Mekadesha.
Okay, so if it's Nasna He Va'amrahi and Mekadesha, very nice. Okay. Nasan Hu Va'amrahi, what does he say about that case?
If they had been discussing beforehand getting married.
Yes.
Even if he says,
don't keep translating, just tell me your own words.
If he says nothing, like he gives her something and she says, okay, we'll be married with this. And even if he is silent, if they had been discussing marriage beforehand, it works. It's as if he said he agreed and they can be married that way.
Yes.
Okay.
And if not?
And if he doesn't, if they hadn't been discussing marriage beforehand, then if he had answered...
What does he say?
I was trying to... It's
a Safek Kedushin.
But
say it again. Nasan Hu Va'amra He. They were not discussing marriage before. And all of a sudden, she said to him, you know, if you give me money, I'll be Mukudeshes to you. And he gave her money, but he didn't say anything. Says the Tur, Safek Kedushin. Now, of course... Who among the Rishonim that we've learned already also learns that Safek? This is the Rambam. Nasan Hu Va'amra He is Safek. Now, if you think of all the possible answers that we got, is the Rambam holds Safek, the Torah also saying Safek, the Ran in the Rif is learning what? She's Minat Torah, not Mekudeshes, but it's a Pshash the Rabbanan, and according to the Shita, well, no, that will mean Minat Torah, she's married, but the rabbi is either definitely uprooted it, or it's a Suffolk, whether they uprooted it. Isn't that right? So you got really three Shitos about the case of Nasan Hu Va'amra He. Fine. Then he quotes from the Ramah. The Kosav HaRamah, the Kol Shekein, Im ana habal hang b'shas nesina, da have vaday kedushin afilu imen asukim b'oso inyan.
I thought that was something.
Now, what did the Rama say?
He
What, yes, Rachele.
That even if they weren't previously discussing the topic of marriage,
yes.
If the woman gives the man something, or if the woman says, I'll be mixed kadesh to you if with money you give to me, and he gives her money, and at the time he says, yes, I agree to what you said, then it would be valid kiddushin.
Okay. So the Rama adds now something that's not, this is his opinion, that he thinks that even though they were not discussing marriage before, in a case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, but after she said to him, you know, if you give me this money, I'll be Mubadeshus to you, he said yes. And he gave her the money. So he's saying yes to what she said. So then the Rama says, Mubadeshus. Isn't that right? I want a comment from you.
Wow. That seems crazy.
Well, no, it's also
so
like...
I don't know if it's crazy, not crazy.
Didn't the Gemara on the other daf say that we can't do that? That
can't
it's
do
only
what?
He's quiet that we can say...
What other daf? I don't know what you
sorry,
mean by
that.
Sorry,
the Gemara on Rav Ahmed...
What I don't know what
Rav
you mean.
Rav Ahmed Aleph, when he's talking about the whole case of Rabbi Yossi.
And he was Medaber Imo.
Right, but then the Gemara... keeps on going and says, if he's quiet, that's when...
When? But he was talking before.
Yeah, yeah. But then when he gives whatever it might be, whatever kesef it is, then he's quiet, then it's mekudeshet. Then she's mekudeshet.
Okay.
But if he says something, and it's not harayat mekudeshet li...
What do you mean it's not harayat mekudeshet?
Right? It's also the discussion of those terms that are confusing, right? Harayat. Like, no, not mereset is fine, but it's like harayat mekudeshet li.
Who's talking about that?
I thought that that's what it sounded like it was similar to, but I guess I...
Where are we talking about that he's bringing in new terminology?
But not... Okay.
That's not the...
I thought it was just
yes.
Other things.
I don't think this is so shocking or surprising.
I'm not saying it is. I just want a comment from you. I'm not telling you what the comment
no,
should
because,
be.
No, because the comment is that it should make sense because this eventually, even though there's a whole back and forth, at the end of the day, it's Nasan Hu and Amar Hu, what the Rama is saying.
It
sounds like...
Yeah.
It sounds like almost like how the machoket that we said between the Tosfot and the Ramban, if he has to be, if there's anything specific he has to say, it sounds like the Ramban here saying that he doesn't have to necessarily be specific. If he just agrees and says, yeah, I'm married with you, that would work, and it would turn into a case of Nasan Hu V'Amar
Hu. So are you saying the same thing as
yeah,
Avital?
But I was saying it sounds like almost like the argument between the Tosfot and the Ramban of... Is there something specific he has to say, or could he just say, yeah, like, I agree, I'll be married to you? That's
wouldn't be between Tosas and the Ramban?
Remember we said that the Ramban said that he had to specifically say, back before we were discussing...
That's in Nasna by Adam Fashel.
No, I know, but I thought we were... That whole discussion led to is, can we guess his intention from just saying, like, okay, I'm just thinking the Ramban saying he doesn't have to be so specific. If he just says, yeah, I agree with you, then like it would work.
That was not, I'm not,
no, okay.
Wasn't in the Ramban.
I know it's a different case, but I'm
so then,
okay.
Try to stay with the case that we're dealing with. So what so Avital feels that this makes a lot of sense, but what you're saying is that when he said yes, or she said, you know, you give me this money, I'll be mekudeshes to you, and he said yes, and hands her the money, so the Rama says, oh, for sure she's Mekudesha. So Avital said, because by him saying yes to what she said, because she said, I'll be Mekudesha to you if you give me the money, and he said yes, so Avital thought that that's tantamount to actually him saying to her, you know, be Mekudesha to me. So the question is...
Not the Lashon of Kiddushin.
Well, she said to him, I'll be Mekudesha to you.
She used the Lashon, and
he's agreeing. But he's verbally agreeing. So what do you want to say?
And I also want to add in that on the Rashba's end, that if I was, maybe the edut of the edim is no longer questionable, because they clearly see that the man said yes, so it would for sure work. They're not doing it based off of assumptions.
Yeah. The only thing is, the question that I want to raise is, remember, he was never talking to her prior to this about getting married. So we don't have a statement of him. There was no medaber imah al iske kedushin from before. That's the case. All of a sudden, she comes over to him and she says, if you give me money, I'll be mekudeshes to you. And the only thing that came out of his mouth was the word Cain. Yes. And he gives her the money.
Well, so sorry.
So, if you're asking me, well, do we know his intention? Certainly. I mean, he's telling you, yes. My question, though, is that considered an amira on his part? See, Avital said that it's as if he said it. And I'm questioning, well, I mean, I know his intent here, and it's not that we have to guess at it. He said yes. But saying yes, is that, do we say that that's as if he said Hare Mekudesh Asli or not?
I agree with Rachel that maybe amira has to be Lashon.
Well,
it can't just be. It can't.
Issue is not what Lashon we use. The question
why?
Is, he didn't say anything.
He can't just say yes.
No,
he
said yes.
So
yes.
We know his intention, but Mira's not only about his intention.
Okay.
He's
so to me, what I'm getting at is this: if the problem that we have, let's back up to the words. What did the Torah just say about Nosan Huva Omrahi? It's a suffix. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you: what is the suffix? Tell me this. What's the suffix? Tell me the two sides. What's the suffix about?
The Natan Huvam, right?
Yeah. He said it's a suffix, right? Suffix Kedusha. What's the suffix? He doesn't tell you, so you have to figure this out yourself. What do you imagine the suffix is? Yes?
I think we discussed this once before.
We did, yes.
Meaning in terms of like, it's either does the man have to do both the Amida and the Netina to...
Or
is one of those actions enough? Meaning,
yeah.
Is the Netina just enough in this case? That's the one that would be a suffix.
Yeah.
That was okay, one way we explained it.
What's another way? Which way do you think the Torah is learning? What was it? Is there another way to interpret suffix?
The other way we interpreted it was...
Isn't it warm in here? My goodness.
Yeah,
let's open the window some more. It's really... You're also warm. Is everybody warm?
Yeah,
I'm sure I don't
know.
Okay. If it gets chilly,
it's cold
we'll...
outside.
Yes.
The other way we interpreted it was, is him giving, is he just giving her a gift? Or is he giving it to her in response to what she said?
Good. Now make a comment. Did you hear the two ways? The Torah just said it's a suffix. So what is the suffix about? So one way to learn it is that the suffix is how vital is the amira on his part to being. Maybe you need it, and therefore it would not be mekudesh since there was no amira from him. Or maybe you don't need his amira. Well, maybe it's enough if he does the Nesina and we know his, you know, and he's responding to her. That's one way to learn the suffix. The other way is what? That the issue is about what? We really just don't know about, it's not about the Amira. It's rather about what his intent is when he gave her the money. Maybe his intent was to marry her. Maybe his intent was just to give her a gift. So tell me, now make a comment. If you now bring in what the Rama said, I'll let you talk in a second. No? See, I would have said that him saying yes, I don't see that as an amira, which is what? It's just, he's consenting. He's consenting to what she said. Would it be any different? Let me ask you the following question. What would be if a man says to a woman, be mekudesh, I rate mekudesh asli, and only gives her a ring, and she says yes? Would you tell me she did an amira?
It was like midat. I would categorize it as mitzvah.
So what is she doing by saying yes? Isn't it just consenting to what he's doing and saying to her? So my thought was that if he simply said yes to her, it's not an amira, but what would it do for us?
Make it a
clarify.
It would certainly clarify what his intent is in giving her the money. By saying yes, what do we know his intent to be?
Is to marry her.
To marry her, not to give her a gift. So, and the Rama says, what's the din if he said yes, Mekudeshes? So that, to me, indicates that, well, if he doesn't say yes, then it's a Suffolk Kedusha. According to the Rama, what's the Suffolk?
Was it his intent to
was his intent for Kedusha, or was his intent for a gift? So if he doesn't say anything, his mouth is shut the whole time, then it's a Suffolk Kedusha. But if he says yes, then it's Vadai Mekudeshes, because the issue is not about the Amira. We don't care, even if there was no Amira, as long as we know that his intent was what?
For Kedushin.
For Kedushin, and not to give her a gift. Now the other way, Avital, your way is, you want to say that his saying yes to what she said is tantamount to being an Amira on his part. I just don't know.
I just don't see why you would take issue with this to begin with. Like, why would you even think that he's not that he's not taking an active part? Like, he's giving her
There's
the money.
There's no Amira. We know he gave her the money.
But he's giving her
we
the
know
money.
He's consenting.
And he's saying something.
He just said yes. That's all he said.
But he's doing two things at once. It doesn't strengthen his...
The issue is, if you hold that you actually need an Amira from him, the Amira that you need is Harayat Mekudesh, not just to say a word. He's got to say words of marriage. Now, he didn't actually do that. He just said yes. Is that? Can you say that that is an Amira? I don't know. I don't think so. That's, yeah.
So if we were learning it, or when we learn it the way that the suffix is how vital is the Amira, so then if he just said yes, then maybe we could say that that could work, because the Amira isn't so vital. But here...
No, I'm saying something else.
No, I know. I know. But here you're saying that the Amira is definitely vital.
If you learn that the suffix of the Gemara is whether you need the Amira from him or not, if that's the suffix, then his saying yes shouldn't change it.
Right.
It should still remain a suffix.
Right.
But if the suffix is not that, maybe you need his Amira. Maybe even at Torah you don't need his Amira, as long as you have his Nesina. But the suffix is, we don't know what his intent is. Whether his intent is to marry this woman, or his intent is simply to give her a gift. So then, his saying yes would clarify what his intent is, and then she would be Mekudeshes if he said yes. Yeah?
But how could we decide what the Torah was thinking in writing in Hayama Devediba Aliske Kedushin based on what the Rama says? This is another opinion.
Well, he doesn't disagree with it. He just quotes it and leaves it. Sounds like he could accept it. If you thought it was wrong, he would say, lonerally, you know, he would reject it.
Is that what the Torah usually does?
Well, yeah, if you quote an opinion and you don't reject it, so it sounds like that you could agree with it.
Right.
Otherwise, either you won't quote it at all, or you'll quote it and say it's wrong. You're going to quote it and not say anything, so why'd you quote it if you didn't like it?
Right.
Okay. All right. Then, is there anything else in the Torah that's worth mentioning?
Yes.
Yeah. Siyana, yes.
In the case of the,
let's read it inside.
Sure.
Nasnahi.
In Nasnahi, but I'm on who? Harayat Mekudeshet Li B'Masha Kibalti Mima. In the case.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the case where she gives it and he says it.
And what did he say? Look at what he said.
Yeah, and he specifically says to her, "Behold, your
Mekudeshet
to me with what you received."
No. B'masha kibalti mincha,
with what I received from you.
And what did he receive from her? The money.
The money.
He said, "Hare at mekudeshes li b'masha kibalti mimech." Who's talking?
The man
is saying, "You are mekudeshes to me with what I." You have to be so careful when you read this. B'masha kibalti mimech, with what I received from you.
He's not giving.
He's saying, be Mekudeshes to me with the money you gave me. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Those are the words.
That's different.
Keep reading.
If you Adam Chashod,
In who Adam Chashav, if this man is an Adam Chashav, Mekudeshes, she is married to him. Keep reading. Stop. Just go over that.
Because she's benefiting in that he accepted her gift from her, it's as if he gave her a Sheva Pruta.
Or finish the sentence.
Ve'im eino Adam Chashov, eino Mekudeshet. And if he's not in Adam Chashov, they wouldn't be Mekudeshet.
Okay. Tell me the Shita of the tour. Explain to me his opinion.
As long as, if she's giving him something, as long as he responds back,
her. What did he say to her? It's very important.
And he specifically says to her, I am married to you. In
you are Mekudeshes to me.
Yeah, you're Mekudeshes to me in my accepting of the money that you gave me.
Yeah.
And
so even though that's what he actually said, be Mekudeshes to me with what you gave me, with what I accepted from you, if he's an Adam Chashuv, she is Mekudeshes. And why is she Mekudeshes? Because by him accepting the gift from her,
she
is now benefiting at least the Shavapruta, because he's an Adam Chashuv and he accepted this gift from her. So tell me, even though he didn't actually come back and say to her what? Being Mekudeshes to me with the Hana that I am giving you, what is the only thing that he said to her? You read the tour. Being Mekudeshes to me with the gift that I received from you. So even though he said that, if he's an Adam Chashuv, the halacha will still say Mekudeshes, because we're going to interpret it how? Well, you don't know.
She received the Hana.
She's getting Hana, so therefore he's being Mekadesh her with what? With the Hana that he's giving her. Whose opinion would this really parallel?
Tosfos.
This is what I think is the sheep of Tosfos. And now you understand the Ramban. Would the Ramban agree with the tour? No. Why? Because what would the Ramban say to the tour?
No, he has to.
He's got to say to her, "Bima Kodeshes me with the Hana." And if you don't say it, then I don't care how chashuv this man is, it won't work. So then the machlokas, so now this made it very clear to me that the opinion, this is really Tosfos, that the opinion of Tosfos and the tour is what? That if she gave him money and he said to her, be Mekudeshes to me with the money that I just got from you. If he is an Adam Chashuv, she's Mekudeshes. That is the sheet of the tour, happens to be the sheet of Tosfos. And the Ramban, the Rashba, they all disagree. Why do they, I'm just repeating, why do they disagree? Because he would have to then, the giving of the Anah from him to her has to be reflected in his statement of Kedushin to her. It's not enough just to say, be Mekudeshes me with the money that you gave me. That's not enough. Even though that's the thing that triggered the Anah from him to her, you got to actually spell it out, says the Ramban and the Rashba. And the Tur and Tosfos feel you don't have to spell it out. If he's an Adam Chashuv, then it would be, then we just assume it, that she got Hana and that's enough. Keep reading. Oh, who's reading? Oh, because
sure.
Of, who was reading? See,
I'm
you. Because
I
of.
Because of,
Adoni Ovi.
Harash.
You know, this is the tourist father was the Rush.
Yeah, we had a fun time like Googling and like finding out that they moved from Germany to Toledo. Yeah, it was a fun time.
Okay. Because of Adoni Ovi Harash. Okay, so his father wrote that you would have to really, like, who would be called an Adam Chashuv requires an investigation. He doesn't tell you what the
investigation.
Yeah. So fine, okay. Not everybody can call himself an Adam Chashuv, but we would have to you have an inquiry of what are the conditions for a person being called an Adam Chacham. Okay, fine.
The committee to decide.
We'll have a committee to decide who's an Adam Chacham.
And then we'll need a committee to decide who gets to sit on the committee.
Fine. Continue.
The Harab Ramzak Mala Bracha Kasab Nats Nahi Ba Amar Hu, Ina Mikudeshet, Natsan Hu Ba Amar Hi, Mikudeshet Misate, Usvar Risho Nahi Savrat Rab Altas, the Timo Katu.
The Chen Kasav. What's happening here?
And he given his quote of the Rambam's opinion.
Yeah, and then what?
Usvara
Rishona. What do you call the Svara Rishona?
I thought it was just like an earlier, like the Rif is earlier than the Rambam.
No, you're not, because you're not translating. Svara Rishona.
First opinion.
What?
Like the first opinion?
Yeah, what opinion?
Yeah.
In the Torah, what opinion is that? The Svara Rishona, which opinion is that?
The Suffolk.
The Rif.
No, the Rif says question is
what? Yes, what?
The Rambam.
Is it the Mashiki Rambam with Adam Hashuv? But Adam Chashuv has to say?
Yeah, that what?
That him saying, Harayat Mekodeshet Bibi Mashikirat Mimech would be enough. And that would be valid, and the Kiddushin would be valid.
If he's an Adam Chashuv?
Yes.
Yeah. To me, this is following the Ran. What did the Ran say for the Rif? You remember? About Nasnahi va Omar Hu. What did the Rif say for Nasnahi va Omar Hu? Nasnahi va Omar Hu. I didn't say Nasnahi. Lohavi Enamakadeshis. What did the Ran say? How did he interpret the Rif?
If he's not an Adam Chashuv.
He's not an Adam Chashuv. But if he were an Adam Chashuv, Mekadeshis. Isn't that exactly the first opinion of the Torah, what the Torah said, that if he's an Adam Chashuv, Mekudeshes, if he's not an Adam Chashuv, then Mekudeshes. So I thought, the Rambam that he just quoted, what did the Rambam that he just quoted say? The Rambam just wrote, Nosnehiv Omar Hu is an Mekudeshes, so does he, I think, that he understood the Rambam, that Nosnehiv Omar Hu, that the Rambam was saying Ein Mekudeshes, even if what?
Because a blanket statement, like even if
he's an Adam Chashuv. So, the Torah is saying, the Svara Rishona, he Svaras Ravalfis. The first opinion that I gave is the opinion of Ravalfis, the Rif, the Chayim Kosav Adoni Ovi HaRosh. And my father, the Rosh, said the same thing.
So he thinks that he called the Kosavot?
Yeah.
And the Rif?
But we didn't, yeah. Who did not interpret the Rif that way?
The Rosh.
No. Who did not interpret the Rif this way?
The Ramban,
the Rashba. Are you with me?
They
interpreted the Rif like the Ramban.
I do. Yeah.
That's always Ein Mekudeshes, even if he is an Adam Chashuv. Yes, no?
Yeah.
You got it? So what we have then is that, to me, there were two important things that came out of the Torah. In terms of how he understands Nas Nahi Va'omar Hu, if he's an Adam Chashuv. So what the Torah says to me is, I think, exactly how we should understand Tosfos. And then the other point is what about the Ramah and that whole discussion that we had about the Ramah. Those to me are the... And remember, according to the Torah, Nas Nahi Va'omra Hi, how does he pask in the case?
Suffolk.
So in that regard, he learns like whom? Who also says Nasan Hu Vomer, he is Suffolk? The Rambam.
The last point, right, when he mentions Rambam, in Natsunahi Vamar Hu, even if he's an Adam Chashuv, he thinks that
the Rambam would say Enam Kudeshes, because he's assuming that he did not come back and say, Be Mekudeshes to be with the Hanah.
Right. because if he did say that, then Abam would.
But the Rambam, you look up the Rambam, he says that she would be mekudeshes.
So even if he's an Adam Chashuv and was not explicit, it wouldn't work.
That's right. Okay. Any questions on the tour? Okay. I know people struggled on the Gemara and the new Gemara, so let me... So we have about 7-8 minutes, so let me try to first talk about something that you all need to know, and I don't know how much you were able to figure out. See, what comes into this Gemara is about ribis, laws of interest. So I wanted just to give you a background, and just basic rule, basic halachos about ribis. So we know that the Torah says that a Jew cannot... if he's lending money to another Jew, he's not allowed to charge interest. Okay? Now, and that's an Isser D'oraisa. Now, we go through the Gemaras. Now, there's one parak in Shas that really discusses all the laws of ribis. Some of you looked up a page of Gemara in that parak, Ezehu Neshech, which is the fifth parak in Baba Metzia. It discusses all the laws of... Because neshech is a synonym for ribis.
Oh.
In the same way, because what does the word literally mean?
Bite.
Because interest can be biting, you know, yeah. Really. Really. Bite into a person. So, what does the word ribis mean?
Like
an extra, like harbe, adding something. So it just means something additional. But yeah, because it's an additional charge. For the law. Now, this is really the fact that the Torah prohibits charging interest is really, you might look at it as something very surprising because, look, if you think about it, interest basically is a rental charge for using my money. If I let you use my, can I rent you a car and you'll pay me a rental fee for the use of my car? Yes. I could rent you my house and you'll charge a rental fee. So why can't I rent you my money and charge a rental fee? So logically, if the Torah wouldn't have told me this, I would have thought that it's just, you're charging someone for the use of your property. So what does it matter whether your property is a car, a house, a lawnmower, or a pile of cash? Right? But even though logically I might have thought that, the Torah says when it comes to lending money, you cannot charge interest. Now, if you go through the Gemara, the fifth parak, there are three types of interest that we have. One of them is ribis midoraisa, which I'll tell you what that is. And then you have two types that are purely rabbinic. And I'll explain what I mean. The ribis that is awesome in HaTorah to charge, does anybody know, would be what we call, you might have come across this phrase, ribis ketzutza.
Yeah.
What does ketzutza mean? Just the word literally. Set.
Like it's been,
what?
He said set. What do you mean set?
I'll tell you what I mean by the word set. That the fact that you have to pay an interest was set at the time of the loan. Meaning, let's say you came to me and you said, I want to borrow, come to me and you say you want to borrow $1,000. I'll say, fine, I'll lend you $1,000, but I'm charging you $50 interest for having my $1,000. And I told it to you, I set that at the time of the loan. And of course, you can either agree or disagree. If you don't agree, so fine. So go borrow money from somebody else. I'll lend you the money, but you have to pay me $50 interest fee. So if the amount of the ribis is decided and set by the malva means lender, by the malva at the time of the loan, that is called ribis ketzutza, and that is usum in HaTorah to do. And if I did do it, I'm not allowed to collect the money from you. it's also for me to collect that $50. And if I did collect it, let's say you paid me, and then afterwards you went to the Beis Din and you mentioned what happened, will the courts come after me to return the $50? Yes. And so this ribbis, which is ribbis d'oraisa, ribbis katsutsa, grades expresses, is yotza b'dayanim. Understand the words? What do you mean by yotza b'dayanim? That if the lova paid the $50 interest charge, you can then take me to court to get your $50 back.
What'd you say,
yotza what? Yotza, yotva tzadi aleph hei.
B'dayanim,
yeah. Yotza b'dayanim. That is the ribbis that's also in the Torah. Then you have something which is considered ribbis, but only midrabbanan that's considered ribbis. And we have a term for that. That's called avak ribbis. Aleph, beis, kuf. What does the word avak mean?
Dust.
Like it has a dusting of ribbis.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So
now, avak ribbis is also midrabbanan. Avak ribbis would be ribbis that was paid, but it wasn't set at the time of the loan to pay it. But let's say it's something that just, I'll give you an example in a moment. So what's the din for avak ribbis? I'm not allowed to do it. And if I did charge you, you don't have to pay it. But if you did pay it, it is not yotza b'dayanim. In other words, if you did pay it, you can't then go to court and try to get it back. Okay. So then there's a third type, which is called ha'aramas ribbis. Okay. This is a third type.
Oh.
Ha'aramas ribbis. And this third type is, you're not supposed to do it, but if I did make an arrangement of haramas ribbis, then you have to pay it. Because I shouldn't do it, but if I did arrange it, then you have to pay.
Meaning if you go to the bar, the money,
what are the terms of this?
Now, what would be an example of haramas ribbis? So this is where some of you looked up, and I know some of you did get it, because I talked with you, with some of you, that if you look up the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis, find there where the Gemara discusses actually Haramas Ribbis and gives you an example. We ran out of time, so go over that example. Why am I telling you all this? Because our Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis brought up something and said, well, you're not supposed to do this because it's haramas ribbis. So you notice it's not ribbis kisutsa, it's not avak ribbis, but it's haramas ribbis. So that's why you need to know what is haramas ribbis. Does that help you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so much.
Okay.
So much.
I want to give you a vocabulary quiz.
Okay, that's not nice. That's fun.
Okay.
Not nice.
Okay, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
No, I'm
on
the weekend.
You don't have the weekend?
It's
not
my home.
Okay.
All right, so
everything.
Well, let me tell you what it's on.
It'll be like a week.
It'll be on the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis with Rashi, Tosfos, and then three Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran.
No,
she's out. That's all. You want more?
No. More time, maybe.
Well, since that one's me.
Sorry, it's 5B that she has
a the Ramban and the Ram. What?
Can we not have it for a week?
Sorry, today.
You want it for a week? All right. Okay, fine. So what?
If we wanted to get it over with.
Well, if I haven't prepared, I'll give it. I mean, when do you want to set a day?
I don't. It could be too soon.
How about next Thursday then?
Whatever people want, I'm fine with. I say
I'll take it.
I'm
doing a
Thursday.
Okay, so you have this thing too.
Yeah. But I.
Let's do it Tuesday.
We can do it Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I make your
rules.
You make your own rules.
So for my con, if we do have a quiz more so than just this one, is it possible that we could get like a week in advance? Like,
okay, so maybe
irregardless of this,
or maybe
case,
you would give it on Tuesday. That like those of us would
like, I'm fine with
fine
it on Tuesday, but like just in the future.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good Shabbos.
Okay,
but that wouldn't be for another 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah, but he said you should start studying if we decide to have it.
Okay, but it's only on two Dopping and Korov. It's not.
Is it? No, we're on 21 now.
And 19 was on the last one. 20, 21, 22. 19
was not the last one. It was 318.
So, I started 19. So 19,
20,
20, 21,
22.
And 22. 4. Yeah, but we skipped, like, basically one of the whole... One of them. Oh, it's George.
Yeah.
Basically, we have this a lot. We give them off.
Yeah.
Between the 6 of us. And someone just finished it. And the orange kind of started to come to it. So my dad just bought another day to get it with food again.
What date is up there? Anyway.
I know.
And he used it. He could check the bill.
He
would
use it all the time.
Then he could check the bill.
I know. And he's the one that used it. He doesn't know.
What does he watch his videos?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
He doesn't have any
Wi-Fi.
It's always funny because my room isn't in the domain of Wi-Fi in our house.
I'm like trying to explain
it.
It's so weird.
It's really weird.
Somewhere and you should get Wi-Fi.